Pesachim, Perek Beis, Mishneh Beis. Chometz shel nochri she'ov alav ha-pesach. Chometz that belonged to a goy. L'chayre means chometz that belonged to a goy on Pesach. That was around on Pesach. L'chayre belonged to a goy. There was no iser that was being over by the fact that it was owned by a goy. Clearly, this is a bayiro bayimotze. It's chometz that belongs to a yid. Mutar b'hano. It's mutar b'hano. V'shel Yisrael, if it was owned by a yid over Pesach, osur b'hano, then it's osur b'hano. Shenema lo yiro l'cho. Lo yiro l'cho. So it's not clear which pasuk he brings. But he's bringing a pasuk that a yid who has chometz on Pesach is over on a lot. The reading of the Mishnah is very mysterious. What are we coming lafuke with chometz of a goy? What are we saying with chometz of a yid? That a yid's chometz is also on Pesach. That's also b'hano. What does that have to do with the pasuk le'iro l'chosor? That pasuk is talking about you're not allowed to own chometz. So the pshat this Mishnah, the Gemara discusses by Richus Dav Chof Ches, Dav Chof Tes. We have to add a little bit of background. There's three shittas. Legabe, the relationship of chometz, Isser Hano on Pesach, Lafuki after Pesach. That there's a sugya of chometz she'ovra lova Pesach, that we know. We know there's an Isser, any chometz that was owned, that you were over, that the owner was over on Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze, there's an Isser after Pesach. Whether that Isser is deraisa derabonon is the subject of a machloikis tanoim. According to the Tana Reb Yehuda, chometz on Pesach obviously is over b'chiv koris. On Erev Pesach, Mishesho Yisulamalo, there's only a lav. We discussed this in the first parak. Doesn't have the full brunt of the chiv koris. Somebody who has or eats chometz, Mishesho Yisulamalo. Also, chometz she'over alova Pesach is a lav deiraisa. That's the shita Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds, somebody who eats chometz on Pesach, obviously is chayv koris, Rechman al-Utzlan. The chometz that's over a lova Pesach is not a din de raisa. It's only a din de rabbanon. It's a knas. The knas is for somebody who was over on Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze. Chometz that wasn't violating Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, wasn't owned by a yid, it doesn't have a din of chometz over a lova Pesach. According to Reb Yosi Aglili, the Gemara brings a braisa with a third tana, the iser chometz of Hano, even on Pesach, is only Asa D'Rabban. That certainly we don't hold of. The way to read this Mishnah, Pepashtus, the Rav brings, is like the Tanur of Shimon. Chometz Shenochri, She'ov Alov HaPesach, Mutar B'Hano. Even though the Goy had it on Pesach, it's Mutar B'Hano because there's no Issa B'Yiro B'Yimotze. V'Shel Yisrael, because the Yid was over. She'nem Alo Yiro L'Chosor, that's why it's Asa B'Hano. That means chometz that was owned by a goy, there's no din of chometz she'ov alav ha-pesach. It's only chometz that violated by Rabbi Yimotze. It's knas derabonon. Now, l'chor the lafuke that would be, maybe there would be a mokum to say that chometz, as soon as Pesach comes in, the chometz which was formerly a chaticha dehetero, was chal on it a shame of Yisuri HaKoris, right? Like eating chelev. As soon as the chelev is taken out of the behemoth, the chelev is chelev. It's chiv koris. The chometz that goes into Pesach, it's chal on it, any chometz. Chometz of a yid, chometz of a goy. It's chal on it a din of machol sasuris, of chiv koris. That's true, bein chometz shel Yisrael, bein chometz shel Akum. After Pesach, who says it goes off? Maybe this, that there's a lav, if there would be a lav deiraisa of chometz shel oval of a Pesach, the pshat is because the chometz is still a chaticha de yisura. It was chometz that existed on Pesach. So why wouldn't that be true by chometz of a goy also? So the Mishnah has to come lafuke. No. Chometz she'ov alav ha-pesach is bechlal not mideraisa al chaticha d'isur. It's mutarit. It's a knas d'rabbanon. That knas d'rabbanon is only there for somebody who was over. Shenem alo yiro l'chosor. Somebody who was over. By Rabbi Motzer. Chometz shalakum, of course, is not awesome. What this nekuda would speak to is a famous chakira. It's machlokes Rishonim, really. Achronim discuss it. It would seem to read very well into the discussion we just had in the Mishnah. That is do we look at chometz that year-round, 350, make the cheshbon, days a year, chometz is a chaticha de hetero. When chometz goes into Pesach, a piece of bread, as soon as Pesach comes, Leil Seder, it's chal on it, Hashem, Chefza the Yisur of Chai V'Krisus. That's one way. And then after 8 days, do we say that that Shem Chaticha the Yisur goes off, it's no longer Machol Sasuris? Or do we say no? A whole year round, Chometz is a Chaticha the Yisur insofar as eating it on Pesach is concerned. What's the Nafkamina? We'll just speak out one Nafkamina. When Hagolas Kelim, there's a question. Normally, when you make Hagolas Kelim on something, let's say that's Bosa B'cholov, so when you dip it in the water, when you make Hagolas Kelim, the Kli has to be after 24 hours. Why? Because if you stick a knife, let's say, that was used, a frying pan that was used for Fleishigs and Milchigs, into hot water, the taste that comes out into the water is pure Bosa B'cholov. It goes right back into the Kli. It's only after 24 hours where the taste that's imbued in the walls of the knife or the frying pan is nice and tam of gum. When it comes out, it can't answer anymore the kli. That's by a taste of basa b'cholov. By a taste of chometz, it could be that the taste of chometz that comes out into the water, if you make hagolas kelim a week before Pesach, is a taste of heter. The taste of heter doesn't have a koyach. It's called Nat Barnat Eteru. Doesn't have a kech then to aser the kli going back in. Is that true? Is the taste of chometz a week before Pesach tam de hetero, or is it tam de isura insofar as the next week of Pesach is concerned? It's a famous machlekes Rishonim, famous machlekes discussion of Achronim. And Lachor reads very well into this raid that since we hold that chometz before Pesach is not a chiv chorus. After Pesach, the Isur goes off. It's not the pshat that the Shem Chaticha the Isur goes off. Either you'll say that the whole year round, it was Osur Ligabi the week of Pesach, but not that it's a Chaticha the Isur, that then after Pesach stays, the Shem Chaticha the Isur stays, and that's why Chomet Shalva of Pesach would be deraisa. We don't hold that way. So that's the Chor Pshat in the Mishnah. Why the Reisha says, Chomet shel nochri she'ova lova pesach muter ba'ano, it's also muter ba'achila. There's no knas, you're allowed to eat it. So that, before Hashem said, the muter ba'ano, the Rav points out, is only Agav the Sefer that wants to say also ba'ano. There's another pshat that the Rishonim say, Shein Hoysofa, that it could be the reason why the Mishnah says muter ba'ano is just a side nekuda. Mishnah doesn't want to say muter ba'achila, because we're talking about a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread is an iser. There is a minig, some places it's nogas and iser, of paspalter. So we don't want to say it's mutter to eat goyish bread. We say it's mutter to be nene from yiddish bread, that's for sure. We'll say over an interesting idea, the Gemara actually has a havamina to learn this mysterious Mishnah in a mechudish dik away. The Gemara has a havamina to learn the Mishnah, Rebacha by Yankiv in the Gemara, that chometz that's owned by a goy, on Pesach, you're allowed to eat it. That there would be a Tana in our Mishnah that would hold that the only chometz which has on it an Isur Achila is only chometz that's owned by Yid. That means going into Pesach, it's chal on it a shem chometz, it's also to eat, it's also bahano, and it's also to own. But if it's chometz that's owned by a goy, it's not lo yiro lecho, it's not lo yimotze lecho, it's owned by a goy, not by Yid. There's no Isur ba yiro. If there's no Isur ba yiro, that means that it was never chal on it an Isur bechlal. It would be mutter ba'achila. That, of course, the Gemara is doicha. Avada, if a person would walk into a goyish bakery, take a loaf of bread off the shelf and take a bite into it, it's chavik krisus. Nothing to do with the isser of ba'yiro ba'yimotze. But it's interesting, have a minute. Mishnah Gimel. Nochri shehilva es Yisrael al chametzoy. Here we have a totally separate dinner. A goy lends money to Yisrael, and the mashkin, the security, or the payment that will be, if the loan is defaulted on, imagine, let's say, he lent the money Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the loan is due Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So he lends the Yisrael, and he's holding on to the goy, has possession of 20 loaves of bread that belong to the Yisrael. Loan's $100. If Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes, he's going to take the chometz. Acha Pesach Mutter Bahano. We look at it as not chometz that the Yid is over by Yerah by Yimotzeh, and it's mutter bano. We don't look at it as chomet shavah lava pesach. It wasn't sold. It wasn't mevatel. Why is it not chomet shavah lava pesach? Teretz is, we look at it that the goy has it. What makes it the goy's? The goy is only going to get it Rosh Chodesh Iyar when the loan is defaulted on. The Gemara says over here that what we're talking about over here is that he told him, Im loy hevesi l'chomois ad yom ployin, if he doesn't pay the money until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, knei me'achshov. The Yid is giving the goy the chometz that if the Yid doesn't pay by Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the chometz belongs to the goy from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He left it in the goy's possession. Why do you need both? So it's like this. If the Yid didn't say, I'm giving it to you me'achshav from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so then you'd have a very basic problem. Zol zayin that the goy has a right to hold on to it as a security, but it definitely belongs to the Yisrael. So l'chayetz k'chom shalom pesach. That's one. Two is it has to be in the possession of the goy, because if it would be in the possession of the Yid, even if we say that the Yid is really giving it to the goy from Rosh Chodesh Nisan l'mafreya, retroactively it became the goy's before Pesach. But if it's in the reshus of the Yid is at worst a balachray, it's like a shomer on it. The Gemara says in the first parak that bal yiroa, bal yimotzi. What's bal yiroa? Bal yimotzi. Yiroa doesn't mean seen. You're allowed to walk past a goyish grocery. So yiroa and yimotzi are two different ifanim of bailus. One of the ifanim that's discussed in the Gemara is a Yid who has achrayis on something, even if legally it's owned by a goy, but a Yid has achrayis. The Gemara rather discusses a case where soldiers came to town and they were quartered in Yiddish houses and food, provisions was given by the Yid to feed them. The stuff is owned by the Goyish army. It's owned by the government. But the Yid has achrayis on the provisions to make sure they don't get lost. He'd be over by Yiroa by Yimotze. Major problem. If you want to think about a case that's more relevant today, think about a case where a Yid shipped something. He has a company, a shipping company, Amazon, something like that. And he sends something out ba'oifin. I'm not saying it's not gonna be Amazon, but he sends something out ba'oifin where it's already legally owned by the goy. He's providing only the shipping. It's already owned by the goy, but lefi the contract, the achrayis of getting it there is the Yid. If it gets lost en route, the Yid's gonna have to cover for the losses. That could very well be a major problem by Yiroa by Yimotze. The Gabi postal servicing, shipping, UPS, that type of thing, Ramesh has a tshuva. That's mamish the sugya. So either way, if the Yid owned it, but it was by the goy, of course the Yid would be over. If the goy owns it, but the Yid has full achrayis on it, the Yid would also be over. And then it would be chom and shav alav pesach. He wouldn't be able to pay his chayv with it. So because of that, the Mishnah has to be talking about where it's owned by the goy, because retroactively he gets it, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, plus it's now physically Bishus. Here he knew it's physically in the Rishus of the Goy. Now, we'll just add that the Gemara over here has a famous discussion between Abai and Rava. Even without the Me'achshav, it could be that every time somebody pays a Choyv, the Goy lent money to the Yid, the Shibut was Chal on the Yid, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, what we call a Shibut Nechosin. That being said, it could very well be, Abai holds that way, that when a Yid pays on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's not a new kinyan that the goy is making on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but we say that the shibut that he has, that the money is owed Rosh Chodesh Nisan, means that every time you pay a debt, you're really giving that for the payment, for the money that was given, for the shibut that was there on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. B'loshna Gemara, Bal Choyv L'mafreya Hukoyna. When the Bal Choyv, when a Malva gets something on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he's getting the payment from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a tremendous chiddush, and it turns over all sugyas in Shas of Shibudim and Peroin Choyv and Malva and Loiv and so on. So we're not going to get into the ramifications of it, but it could be that then you don't need the Me'achshav. That's the discussion in the Gemara over here. We don't paskin that Bal Choyv l'mafreyahu goyver. The next case in the Mishnah, V'Yisrael Shehilva es Hanochri al Kameitzoy. Here we have the flip side. A Yid lent money to a goy, and again, the goy gave the chometz to the Yid, that if he doesn't pay by Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the chometz becomes his from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, l'chor, based on what we said in the Reisha, the sefer should be that the Yid should be over, and that's why it's also b'hano. Either way, either it was physically in the possession of the Yid, so he has achrayis on it, even though it only becomes his Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or if he owns it retroactively from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, going back to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Either way, it should be over on Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotzi, it should be also Bano. The Gemara says, no, The Gemara says over here we're talking about a case where it's physically by him. Plus, he also has that he's koinel lamafre. Why? The Gemara says, Tzalocha mefureshes in Choshe Mishpah Kuf Tzadik Dalad, that a yid is not koinel from a goy with kinyan kesef. So if not for his physical possession of the chomets, he would not be koinel the chomets retroactively unless he had physical possession of it. So if he didn't have physical possession of it, even if you say that he's koinel lamafre, he's really not koinel lamafre. That's one. And if he has physical possession of it, but it's not me'achshov, he's also not going to be over. Because the Gemara says that this achrayis in a mashkin that a guy has from a yid and a yid has from a guy, really the achrayis of mashkoines don't exist by yid and goyim. There's a musik called balchoiv koine mashkin. That's only between two Yisraelim. So the only reason why in the ratio having physical possession of the chometz that's going to be owned by the guy is problematic is because it was your chometz the whole time, so you retain achrayis on it. But over here, we're talking about chometz that belong to the guy, right? It's the yid that lent money to the guy. He's going to get it, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Until he gets it, the physical possession of it doesn't create on him any achrayis. Just having the physical possession won't create achrayis. So in order for it to be asur b'ano, you need to have the physical possession, and because that makes the kinyan, and you need to have that kinyan was chal retroactively l'mafreya from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the case of the Mishnah. And now the last case of the Mishnah, chometz shenoflo lov mapoilus harehu kimavur. At what point do we say that chometz that's inaccessible is kimavur and you don't have to get rid of it? Remember, the bitl chometz, we're talking about your mavatl chometz. The Gemara says you have to be mavatl chometz because even if it's buried under a mapoilus, which means some rubble piled up, there's some stuff behind it, this could be chometz that's stuck in a deep place that your mamish can't get to. The halach is you mavatl it. Could be even deraisa. Could be even if it's inaccessible, but the mice, you do own it. Some of the Rishonim say you need to be mavatl deraisa. Other Rishonim hold no. If it's totally inaccessible, that's not by your ro, by your motzi. It's not motzui lucho. You don't need bitl deraisa. Even if theoretically you still own it, it's not even machai bitl deraisa. Bidrabonon. Because what happens, let's say the rubble is cleared away and on yomtiv you can get to it. So then, oy vey, you have chometz in front of you. So it had to be at least you have the bitl. So you mavatl at least the rabbonon. The noflal of mapoilus over here that we're talking about, which negates the need for digging it away and being boidig it, how deep is that? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oimer kol shein hakelav yochel lechapis achrov. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lechayr is explaining. He's saying that anything that a kelav yochel, that a kelav doesn't have, it's not within his digging space. The Gemara says, by the way, that's gimel tvachim, a foot deep in the ground. Dogs dig in. So anything that's not within natural digging space, there's no chiv bedika. We'll just add that the Gemara points out, what happens, let's say he was mevatel. We said before he has to be mevatel, because the ownership is there. Let's say he was mevatel till Pesach. On Pesach, he can't be mevatel. Bittel only works before Pesach, that the Torah shouldn't put it into your rishus. Once it's on Pesach, the Torah put it into your rishus, bal kochecho, batim, you shouldn't own it. The Torah put it there in order to be over. So you can't be mevatel. So then you're going to have to dig it up in order to destroy it. The bittel doesn't work anymore. You have to physically destroy it. The same way if a person finds chametz on Pesach, he can't be mevatlet mideraisa. Then he has to burn it. Teshbisa will be mideraisa. He has to burn it. Before Pesach, if you mevatlet chametz l'chayu, you don't have to be mekayim teshbisa. But on Pesach, you certainly do. One more point is that the discussion that we just said, that the Rishonim, the Rashi with the smack, whether you have to be mevatel b'chiyah gavna, where it's not accessible, whether you have to be mevatel deraisa, maybe the inaccessibility renders it not bayir or bayir motzi, it's not motzi l'cho. Or maybe not, l'maisa you own it. Ownership on something that's inaccessible is only if it's relatively inaccessible. If you're talking about a whole building collapsed, you're in Turkey, and the whole earthquake plotzed on top of it, the whole building, that's nevad legamri. What do you want to say? It's only inaccessible? It's not gimel tvachim. It's completely inaccessible. Similar, you have a concept by Mitzir. If something is zuta shel yam, it gets swept away by the waves, so then it becomes hefker. Anything that's totally inaccessible, not even a chance that it'll become accessible, that avada is bottle. Bottle, the ba'etzim ownership, the avada, you don't need bittle.